Welcome to the Ambitious Tribe podcast with your chief encourager, Cassie Pajarillo. It's time to drive ambition and build a better business with a plan that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Now for your host, Cassie Pajarillo.
Hi, everyone. It's Cassie. Welcome back to the Ambitious Tribe. Today, I am delighted to have an amazing guest and can't wait to further introduce you to this ambitious human being. She's one of the most respected fashion designers who strongly fought for more awareness and equal rights for the LGBTQ plus community. She's a transgender who schooled us over television in the early 2000s on the usage of the pronoun and poised to clarify that transgender women and are not gay, but are women. We met in the early 2000s, just a little background. We both ran for the student council and knew from the get-go that she's going to be such a change maker and will make a huge difference, not just with her career, but also in showing the world what's possible. I have always admired her stance, her boldness and persistence. And yes, I've seen her from way back then wearing jeans and shirts and to this lovely lady with long locks and beautiful position. Anyway, so although the last time it was pretty awkward because I know VJ, she thought I was pregnant, but maybe soon this time. So dear driven and ambitious, proud to welcome one of my sisters, VJ Floresca. Hello, VJ.
Hi, Cassie. Good evening, Philippines. How are you?
I'm so excited. And look at you. You're so shining and you are super happy. And I'm happy that LA is pretty much going back to its normal form, whatever that normal used to look like. And yes. I'm happy that you are also healthy. Okay, so Veej, tell us, let's go back to a little catching up in here. Tell us more about you. Who is VJ many milestones ago?
Many months ago?
Milestones.
Oh, milestones. Okay, well, VJ Floresca is the same person, you know. I think VJ is the type of person who believes in dreams and who believes that dreams do come true. Yeah. So I've always been a dreamer ever since I was in the Philippines and ever since I was a child, because I was just very fortunate that my parents taught me the importance of passion and hard work. And I can proudly say that because of those teachings that my parents told me, I am here right now in California, living my life, you know, with a purpose, and most importantly, feeling contented and happy. So yeah,
Miss Universe. Thank you for that wonderful question.
Yes, thank you. But seriously, those are very sincere. Yes, and yes, I'm just really thankful and blessed to be here right now.
And Vijay, I think that having to see you right now and the little catch up that we had before we started this conversation, I think you are really in a place of love and a place of, I love it when you said contentment. And not everybody get to find that peace, you know, of, okay, I know that you said that you're okay to call, to discuss anything through this conversation, but and I'm happy that you're contented to really proudly say that you're a transgender and that you have transitioned from being the man that you were and now a woman. Now, Veej, I know you have been fighting through this since early 2000, even went to national television to fight for that, right? And I want to ask you, now that we are in this generation where transitions, transformations is really well talked about, what have I missed? Is there anything else that needs to be changed or needs to be understood by people when it comes to transgender, when it comes to the LGBTQ? Is there anything else that we need to understand?
Well, I think when it comes to understanding the topic about transgender or LGBTQ. And let's be more specific about transgender because it is something that I can relate on because, you know, like I am one. I think that the key is not really to understand because when you understand, you use your mind. And I think what needs to be done is to love us. Because if you love us, there are no reservations. There are no conditions. Because when you love someone, you respect someone. And when you love someone, you understand someone. And I just want people to understand that transgender people are human beings. Yes. We have emotions. Yes. We have feelings. We have struggles like any person, you know, that you would know. And what we want is for people to love us for who we are, because it's just really a battle of understanding that what transgender is all about. And when you try to understand it, it becomes more complicated. But if you simplify things, we are just normal people who want you to love us because we are real and we exist. And no matter how the science or law or, you know, people try to say things against us, we're part of the system and we're not going anywhere. We're here. So yun lang yung parang only thing that I always tell people is that remove labels. You know, if you remove transgender, we are people and we're all human beings and let's just love each other. And I think everything is going to be peaceful.
Aw, well, that's so correct. I mean, that's so true. And I totally agree with you that we're all human beings. We have the same eyes, ears, nose, emotions, yes, right? Dreams and ambitions, everything else is right there. So, but Veech, there are people who still don't understand or don't know how to love us. I mean, love you, meaning. I mean, those, I'm sorry. Yeah, to love you, love us, men, women, actually, it's everybody.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So, how... are there still people who still needs to draw the line between, okay, men, women, transgender, gay, bisexual, all these things? I mean, are you still experiencing that?
Well, I still do, of course. I mean, being raised in the Philippines where I would say, you know, 80% of my life, I was in the Philippines. I witnessed how people treat others. And although I transitioned here in the United States, so pretty much my experience is very different from my other sisters and brothers who are in the Philippines. But yes, you know, I've experienced discrimination. I am still experiencing discrimination, but I'm just really the type of person who is not, you know, like, I would say parang I ignore them only because I try to focus my energy into something more positive and uplifting, you know. But even though I still feel discriminated sometimes, you know, I mean, that's life. And when I say that's life, it's like there are still people out there who are, you know, like I would say more conservative or who are more... what do you call it? Like, I can even think of an adjective to describe these people because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to offend them. So yeah, I would just say conservative or more traditional. These people are more traditional. But, you know, like that is their belief and that is how they think. And I don't want them to change how they think because, you know, it's like if you force people to change, then, you know, that creates conflict. But let us be who we are. And, you know, it's like if that's your belief, then so be it. But just have a little more compassion towards other people, because as what they say, you know, it's free to be kind. You know, kindness has no price. So just be kind to everyone. And I think that's the best thing to do.
What were you thinking when you finally said, or when you finally decided that, okay, I am going to transition? Because I remember not too long ago, well, it feels like long ago now, like you were still wearing jeans, polo shirts. Oh my God, Veej, come a long way. And then it was so hard, right? It was a challenge for you to really speak or present the way that you really feel, right? Mm-hmm. The hair was so much different then. So when you flew into the United States, I know it's more open over there in terms of course, the transitions and stuff. But what made you decide or take the leap to say, F it, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be a transgender and I'm not going to care anymore. How did that happen?
It happened when I realized that life is too short for hesitations. Life is too short for what ifs. And we are given only one life to live. And personally, I want to live my life with a life where I know that this is really who I am. And I will just say that I'm very, very fortunate to do it here in the United States, where there are more, it's openness. More open. Yeah, it's more open. And at the same time, there are policies and actual laws that protect our rights. Like, for example, if you're going to look at my official documents, it's really official. I'm official female.
Really?
So my identification cards, it says female. I was able to change my name. I was able to, I can use the bathroom of women where I feel mm-hmm. I'm safer and more comfortable. So these are the things that I experienced that unfortunately my sisters and brothers in the Philippines are still fighting for. So I think it could have been a very, very different story. And, if I was still based in the Philippines, rather than, how many years ago when I was already here. So I hope that what's happening here can also happen in the Philippines, but reality check, I think it's going to take really, really long time ago. Yeah. I mean, really, really more time for that to happen. So I just want to, talk to my sisters and brothers there that, it's like I said, life is too short. If you have the chance to go somewhere else where you feel more safe, or you feel more welcome, then take it's that free, opportunity because it's better, and it's like when they say that for example, you're a fish and then you wanted to be in a position where there are more fishermen who likes you or something like that. I know it's like a poor logic, but what I'm trying to say is that it's hard to ask the people around you to change rather than go to a place where it has already changed. It's easier like that, right? So, I know it's easier said than done, but there are ways. There are options.
If you were able to do it, well, maybe this is something that we can definitely talk about more.
Exactly, right?
So, Vij, to those who'd want to become like you, who have chosen this path, isn't it from the get-go, did you know that this is really the path for you, that you'll be able to open the doors towards that freedom that you've always wanted? Or did you just really want, I know you went to the States for your master's,
yes.
right? But did it ever occur to you that I'm going here for my master's because I also want to transition fully? Or, what was the turning point?
That's a good question. Well, actually, when I was still based in the Philippines, I'm very lucky because, I have a very, very successful business, I have a very successful brand. I'm fortunate that I'm able to do what I want, which is fashion. I couldn't think of anything to do aside from designing clothes for men and women, because that's really what I enjoy doing. So when I went to San Francisco to take up my master's, what I really want was, to learn more things and at the same time to expose myself into something else. Because, every time I travel, I feel so much better because, it's like, for example, in the Philippines, when I'm in the Philippines, I don't feel that I'm attractive, or I don't feel that my physical appearance in the Philippines is something that people like, or kumbaga, in other words, hindi ako mukhang maganda, or hindi ako guwapo, or hindi ako mabenta, alam mo yon, sa the Philippines. And then when I travel, like when I go to London, or when I go to the United States, when I go to Australia, it's very different. It's like, why people are looking at me, or why people are even, you know, like flirting with me. So I thought that, okay, maybe I need to travel more, so at least I can, you know, I can meet people, express, you know, for more, dating, right, or boyfriend or something like that. It was really more of like that, I'll be very honest. And of course, school din talaga, you know, like, because it's a master's degree, you know, it's not a joke, you know, to finish, because it's like, you know, I mean, studying again, you know, finishing a degree, it you need to have a focus on that. And then while I was already in San Francisco, that was the time of my life when, you know, I felt that I wanted to do more with my life, and doon na nangyari yung pagta-transition na parang, alam mo yun, so parang I still remember that day when it was actually Halloween, you know, when I decided that me and my friends, okay, tara, punta tayo sa club, and then I decided to wear a wig. So parang nag-wig lang ako, and then, oh my God, like Cassie, you wouldn't
power
even believe. Yeah, like kumbaga para kong ano, Liza Soberano. Ay, ako pala si Liza Soberano, yes, sa San Francisco. You know, but seriously, so parang sabi ko, oh my God, I didn't really feel, you know, this kind of feeling in the Philippines. So parang sabi ko, baka dito talaga yung calling ko. So yun, doon na nag-start na parang slowly, you know, I had to do it safely. So I consulted a doctor, you know, how to do it. And then, yeah, so fast forward today, you know, like I'm here and I'm a woman. I'm living my life as a woman. So no regrets din talaga. Like, I think I did the right choice.
Peach, I've always been curious about this transgender transition, because of course, in the real world, well, it's still a real world, but when your parents gave birth to you, of course, you have the genes of a man. Mm-hmm. And of course, through science, thank you science, right? Yes. Now you're fully fledged a woman. However, is it really risky that you're going through this phase of, because I remember I have a friend who is also going through this, and I used to go with her to the derma, to the doctors, and I really admire the dedication that you guys put, right? So it feels like, I'm a woman, why am I not doing this? So, right?
You don't have to.
No, I mean, the way that you guys take care of yourselves, I mean, like the facials, the power, I mean, it just feels so much, it's different. So whenever I watch her, and whenever I come with her, I also feel so empowered that, yeah, you have to take good care of yourself. It's really self-care. But is it too risky? Because the hormones, all these things, and your body is still composed of these kind of, maybe you can educate me and our listeners about that. Yeah. What are the risks?
Well, yeah, you know, like there's really a risk, you know, I wouldn't really say that. I would say it's 100% safe, because when you transition, you know, there's this process called hormone replacement therapy. And before, you know, like, I mean, I've heard stories where, you know, like sisters are, you know, they don't see doctors, they just literally, you know, drink pills, you know, without any prescription. But today, you know, we're more fortunate enough because there are actually doctors who prescribe the right dosage of hormones that you need to take, which is, for me, it's a lot safer. So it's very different before and today. So today, you know, it's more, like I said, it's safer, and it's more than that. There are also a lot of, you know, things that we undergo, like we need to make sure that we go to dermatologists for hair removal, you know, laser. And other than that, you know, we need to,
it's really an investment.
And sometimes, you know, like, I wouldn't say that it applies to everybody, but there are people out there who feel that they need to do surgeries like breast augmentation or facial feminization surgery or the sexual reassignment surgery, right? Those three things for you to feel more comfortable at your own, you know, with your own life. And like I said, you know, there are people who do that. And here in the United States, actually, you know, there are health insurance that there's health insurance, for example, Kaiser, who actually sponsor this kind of surgeries if you're a good candidate. So which means that, yeah, so that's why, you know, like I said,
it's open, really. There's a lot of
so like I know a friend who, you know, like, because these kind of surgeries, they're very, very expensive. So if you don't have the money, then it's going to be hard for you to, you know, to pay, to finance that surgeries. But, you know, like I said, if you're, you know, if you have the insurance, like Kaiser, then definitely you can do it for, not really for free, parang copay na lang, but you're not, but you're eligible for that, for that surgery, kumbaga coverage ng insurance, and
you're supported.
Yes, exactly, you're very supported. So meron din talaga, and meron din mga support system, like, you know, for example, hormones. Like hormones is medyo mahal din talaga, especially kung wala kang pera, kasi hindi naman lahat ng tao talaga afford, especially yung mga young kids. Can you just imagine if you're only 16 years old and you're not, you don't even have work and you already have the desire to transition, then where are you gonna get your, you know, your budget for hormones? So may mga ano rito, hospitals na they gave you hormones for free. So
It's really super supported there, that hey, whatever that you decide on, here you go. I'm going to support you and just be eligible. Okay. So that is amazing, Veech. So no wonder you've stayed for so long and really blossoming and really like, oh my gosh, it's so good. Well, okay. So what are the effects of you transitioning? Like, of course, it's a hormone. So did you ever have any feeling what happened?
Well, the effects are actually it's not like something, you know, like I think every medicine or every therapy, it has effects to different people, you know, like iba-iba rin talaga.
But with you,
in my case, you know, like I started to feel na parang, alam mo yun, you like, my skin is getting softer. And at the same time, you know, like, parang gaganda ka talaga, you know? And, so parang gaganda ka talaga. And there's going, but it's not like super major. Like, if you're going to look at me, I think I still look the same than before. Parang humaba lang yung hair ko, di ba? But, you know, it's more than that. I think it's more of like, being like parang maano kasi siya, yung parang magma-match. Excuse me.
That's you.
Oh my god.
It's okay.
It's okay. Oh my god. Okay. So parang magma-match. So yun yung pinaka-effect na talaga niya sa akin, and nothing super major, but yeah. So yun yung effect.
So it's nothing scary or anything. It's just,
it's
really
not scary. But I always advise people to consult doctors. You know, it's your life. You don't want to take medicines that's not prescribed by the doctors, because ang ganda-ganda mo nga. But the downfall naman is sakitin ka na, or, you know, you're not healthy, which is mental health and our health mismo are very important. So let's not just focus on the physical. Let's also focus on the internal, mental. So always prescribe doctors and don't rush things. Do it slowly. You know, I'm talking to, you know, teenagers out there, who, not only teenagers, but everybody who are planning to, you know, to undergo the transition, hormone replacement therapy, the transition. Do it slowly. Don't rush things. It took me, you know, like 2 to 3 years to, you know, to be, you know, to kind of like, okay na to, tama na to. You know, but yeah, and more than that is, I think, acceptance. You know, self-acceptance, I think, is very, very important, because I always tell people that you need to accept yourself first. You know, if you cannot accept yourself first, then how can you expect others to accept you? You know, like, we're born with different features. Don't ever compare yourself to other people. You know, it applies to men and women. You know, like, oh, bakit siya ganon? Bakit ako ganito? No. You know, you were born to be like that and find the best.
Yeah,
and find the best things about you and focus on that, because people will always find that to you. Like, for example, ako, you know, like, I have my own insecurities, you know, that I feel that I wish I had that, but I stopped thinking about that anymore. And I realized that this is me, you know, I am enough. And if you think that you're enough, then kumbaga parang mawawala na yung insecurities about yourself and magfo-focus ka na lang talaga on what you have and what you can offer.
That's so true. I mean, self-acceptance and minding your own business, basically. And focusing on developing yourself, right? According to your definition of happiness, such a huge, huge role. And I can see it in you. Like, you're glowing. You're so different. Yeah. I mean, same but different. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm just so, so proud of this woman that you've become. I mean, it's admirable, really. Thank you for opening that up and for, you know, for educating not just me, but also our listeners when it comes to, you know, the phases that you had to go through. Now, let's get into the entire, I think the meat of this interview, because you have mentioned also earlier that when you went there, right, for the masters, and then you discovered yourself October in Halloween, right? Now, I think it will be very liberating also for people to know that they have options and you have found that option. So how did you get into this point where you found out that you can change, you know, your gender, your name, your paperwork and everything? And how does it affect also your nationality and your everything else in the Philippines? Yeah, your paperwork here. Yeah, the legal stuff.
Okay, so I just want to share my personal, you know, journey, how I got, how I became, you know, like a permanent resident and things like that. So that I think if ever there are people who are planning to, you know, I mean, I'm not promoting immigration, you know, I'm not promoting people to leave your country or leave the Philippines, because, you know, I love Philippines, but I'm talking to people who kind of like thinking, you know, to do the same thing. So you know, your full disclaimer, you know, I believe that, you know, happiness can be found anywhere. You know, if I found my happiness and contentment in the United States, it doesn't mean that you're going to find it here too. You know, like I know people who came here, but, you know, after so many years, they felt that this is still not the place for them. So they went back to the Philippines. But yeah, so first is I applied for tourist visa. Okay, so tourist visa, you know, basically you apply for a tourist visa because it means that you want to become a tourist. So you want to travel, you want to visit places. So that's what I did. And I was just very fortunate that I was granted. But oh my God, like I remember so clearly that it's one of the most toughest, you know, interview, I know, that I've ever had. So parang sabi ko, my God, like sabi ko yung mga ibang tao, 5 minutes lang daw yung interview, tapos na parang sa akin yata, it took me like 15 minutes, you know. But to make the long story short, I was granted. So they ask questions about, because the first question that they would ask, that they asked me was, what was the purpose of your travel? Yeah. And then I said that I want to go to New York because, you know, I haven't been there and I want to, you know, like to travel. And then the second question was, what do you do? And then I told them that, you know, I'm a fashion designer in the Philippines. And then they asked, so that was the first document that they asked for me, is they asked for your business documents. So you need to make sure that you have those. If you're employed, make sure that you have your employment documents. If you're a business owner, make sure that you have your business, so that, you know, if they ask for a proof that you're a fashion designer or you're a business owner, you can show that. So I show that, and then the girl asked me, you know, how much was my income, you know, and then I told them my income. And then my God, they really asked for my passbook. Really? So, you know, yeah. So like I said, interview process is very different from each other. In my case, the girl was just very strict. So she asked for that. I showed my, you know, my passbook. Yeah. And then she checked it. And then after that, she even asked me more specific about how much is my, like, how much does my gown cost? You know, so it's like, okay, so how much does the gown cost?
Maybe she wants to get married.
Yeah, exactly, right? So I asked that, and then, yeah, so, you know, like, and then I was granted. So, you know, to make the long story short, you know, I went to New York, San Francisco, and LA, those three cities, New York, San Francisco, yeah. LA, because the reason also why I went there is because I kind of want to see each city, because you know what, each city is very different, you know, like, yes. When you go to New York, it's very different. When you go to San Francisco, it's very different. And when you go to LA, it's very different. So people, you know, people like one city from each other. And yeah. Then after that, I went back to the Philippines. Okay. I went back to the Philippines. And then that was the time when I, you know, when I kind of like decided, okay, I want to go back again, but this time I want to stay longer. And this time I want to study again. I want to finish my master's, because not everybody know that actually I already enrolled in La Salle for my master's.
Oh no. Okay.
Yeah. So parang gusto ko, it means gusto ko talaga makatapos ng master's. Kasi kung parang I'm one of those people na parang, you know, like, we're achievers, you know, we want to, learning for us is like,
you know.
And
you love very, studying. Oh my God.
Exactly, please. Right? Yeah. So, talaga yung nakapagano talaga ako, nag-enroll talaga ako ng master's degree talaga sa La Salle Taft. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Driven and Ambitious, do you dig today's topic? Well, I'm interrupting my own episode to invite you to apply for the free private training through www.cassiepajarillo.com, where you get to learn how to have a powerful profile online as you turn your network into paid high-ticket clients with a plan. If you're still scratching your head on how to make LinkedIn and social media work for you, this training has helped coaches, consultants, private practitioners, and content creators adopt digital transformation, have systems, processes, and structures in their practice, and be amazing profitable CEOs online. By the end of the training, you'll walk away with a deeper understanding, implementable way forward, and a roadmap for your online coaching or consulting businesses that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Remember, there are no glass ceilings, and you can definitely prioritize work-life integration. Apply today at www.cassiepajarillo.com. Link is in the description box below. Can't wait to see you there. And now let's get back to today's episode.
And then my God, Cassie, you know, since lahat ng mga classmates ko, ang ano nila, ang what do you call that, ang parang courses nila before was all related to business, you know, accounting, management, and ako lang yung design, which is fashion design. And my God, so parang merong like first semester ha, so usually kapag masters pa lang ganyan, most of the time, lagi kayong per group. Kasi you're being taught talaga how to, you know, work in a group, mga ganyan. So parang, Diyos ko, hindi mo lang ako marunong gumawa ng balance sheet. Can you imagine that? So parang sabi ko, my God.
You delegate that shit.
I know. So parang sila parang, you know, play fun lang. Kasi nga alam naman na parang fashion ako. So parang I realized na parang, oh my God, talagang this is not the master's level that I think I will enjoy. And I think that I will, you know, give my best. Kasi kumbaga parang hindi talaga yun yung ano ko eh, yung background ko. So, and wala naman kasi talagang school in the Philippines that offer a master's degree in fashion. So, I had to find it somewhere else. Kaya napunta talaga ako sa United States. So, yeah. I applied for a student visa and I got it. So, when you apply for a student visa, basically the most important document that you need to present is, it's kind of like a piece of document coming from the school that you're applying for, and then they will give it to the U.S. consul saying that this person is
really
enrolled.
Going to school. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yun yung parang hinahanap talaga nila. And then I have that. And then I got accepted. So I flew to San Francisco. And 4 years yun eh. Ang student visa kasi parang is valid for 4 years. Pero you can finish the entire school. Like for example, in my case, it's a master's degree. You can finish the entire school for 2 years.
Yeah.
So parang meron ka pang 2 years na parang...
Extend. Or
to extend or to stay technically legally if you want to file for internship or if you want to look for a job and then makahanap ka ng job. So parang yun yung nangyari sa akin. So yung sa akin, nakagraduate ako, but before I graduated, I failed one class. I know, my first time kung bumagsak talaga, I failed literature. Oh my God! Hindi kasi talaga ako mahilig magbasa. Alam mo yung parang I hate
Shakespeare.
Hindi ako magaling magsulat. Alam mo yung parang bobo talaga ako sa mga grammar, mga ganyan talaga. So parang I failed literature, but I had to retake it again. So when I retook it, you know, finally I passed. Yung take to ko, I passed. So parang na-extend ako ng one semester. So gumraduate ako, and then after ko gumraduate, ayun na yon. When I say ayun na yon, that was the time when I told myself like, oh my God, I have 1 year left and I want to ano na, I want to stay here enough for good, or I want to live here enough for, you know, like I want to be here, I want to live here. This is my new home. And sabi ko, anong gagawin ko? So I will always encourage everybody to consult a lawyer. Kasi ang when you consult a lawyer, kasi, you know, yeah, I mean, kumbaga may bayad talaga siya. Pero if you don't have the money to consult a lawyer, there's a lot of sources na, like YouTube, you know, you need to read and things like that. But at least you know your options. So my lawyer told me that, you know, VJ, you have 3 options if you want to adjust your status here in the United States. Number one is, can you guess?
Get married, the usual.
Yes, okay, very good. Okay, number one is get married. That is the easiest, okay? Yeah. And then second is you need to look for a job, because if you look for a job, your employer will sponsor your visa. And then the third is you can petition yourself.
So you petition yourself.
Petition yourself, yeah. And then I told myself, oh, really? Petition yourself? Can you tell me more about that? So yun yung direction that I chose. I petitioned myself, and the visa that I applied for was EB-1A. Okay, EB-1A is a visa issued for alien with extraordinary ability when it comes to arts. So parang, kasi nga, di ba, kumbaga parang sa fashion.
Extraordinary, yeah.
I know, I have a lot of awards. May mga awards ako. I won competitions.
Recognitions.
Kumbaga, recognitions. My works were published and things like that. So yun yung in-applyan ko. And I was, you know, I was very lucky na na-grant. So from student visa, na-adjust to EB-1A, which is...
How long did it take you to get that petition?
Less than 6 months.
Seriously? That's so
Less
good.
Than 6 months. Yeah. So technically, the transition for my documents was very smooth. Kasi parang meron pa akong 1 year to stay in the United States, pero less than 6 months, I was granted. So when my school emailed me, kasi i-email ka ng school to check up, parang, hey VJ, I just want to follow up, you graduated this date, and you're still here in the United States, we just want to tell you, na parang, you know, remind you that, you know, you need to go back, ganyan, ganyan. And then I told them that, oh, I already applied for... adjustment, and then they ask for my document, and then I was able to show it to them. So after, oh, okay, so yun na, iiwanan ka na nila, hindi ka na nila gagambalain.
Yeah.
Oo, hindi ka na nila gagambalain. So that's what happened to me. And then after 5 years, then you can now apply for naturalization to become an American citizenship.
Yeah,
so you're mm-hmm. so you that's my story. That's why I'm here, to those people who are asking or bakit ano bang ginawa ni VJ? Bakit siya nandiyan dyan? So yun, walang secret, walang, you know, walang something. Like I said, if I was able to do it, I think that you can do it too. There are a lot of ways how to do it. Just do it legally and, you know, safely. Yeah, so...
So when you got into the naturalization, your green card, when you got it, was that the time that you changed your name, your gender, yes, and mm-hmm, all those things?
Well, actually, you know what? You don't need to become a permanent resident for you to be able to change your gender marker here in the United States. Yes.
Really? So even if you get your
residence? So student pa lang ako, student visa pa lang ako, I was already able to change it.
Even so, if you're your male.
Yeah, so parang the documents lang that they asked from me was, number one is my Philippine passport, because they need to know that, you know, like, you're legal. And then second is your male na naka-issue sa'yo with your address, just to make sure that you live there. Mm. You know, you're not using other people's address. And then that's it. You know, that's it. And then punta ka na. So fill up ka na ng form.
Sexy.
And then pag fill up mo ng form, pipiliin mo lang male or female. And then picture ka na ng ID. And then that's it. They're gonna issue you a driver's license with your name, I mean, with your gender marker, female. But ano lang yon? Kumbaga parang it's a piece of ID. But if you want it to be official, which is, you know, meaning like all your documents, what you need to do is you really need to file a court order.
And how long did it take you to have that court?
Kailangan may ganun talaga. So that's what I did. So sa akin is, nag-file talaga ako ng court order. And would you believe, I did that pay for my lawyer. Kasi nga, I went to yung parang mga support groups for transgender people. Na may mga ganun talaga dito eh, na...
Very supportive.
They will give you free lawyers. They will provide you the resources that you need. Di ba nga I was telling you na parang surgeries dito, pwede. Ang hormones dito, free. So pati lawyer, free. Nakakaloko talaga. So may lawyer ako, I did not pay for my lawyer, as in not even $1. And then siya yung gumawa lahat ng parang
legal paperwork.
Yeah, the paperwork. And then tinanong ako, anong gusto mong pangalan, anong gusto mong ganyan-ganyan and everything. And then sinabit ko sa lawyer. And then yun na yun, I got a letter saying na ito yung date na kailangan mo na pumunta sa korte, kasi para manunumpa ka na. At alam mo ba yung nangyari sa akin, hindi pa ako nanumpa kasi yung judge late. Nakakaloka. So pupunta ko doon, I was waiting. Gusto ko na yung manumpa eh, you know, it's very powerful. You know, yeah, to have that, you know, to have that moment.
And then,
tinawag ako nung parang, I don't know kung sino siya, pero sabi, oh, I'm really sorry, but the judge is running late. So, pinirmahan na lang niya. Okay, pinirmahan na lang niya. And then, after that, okay, magbayad ka na dun sa window. And then, nagbayad ako. And then, after that, I got a piece of paper saying
that
na parang, that's it. It's a piece of paper na parang, you are official and legal, you know, woman in the United States. So technically, pwede na akong jumoyin ng Miss Universe.
Correct!
Kasi, ang papeles ko, female. Pero syempre, overage na ako, di ba? So, alam mo yun. Yeah.
No, but that is so, so good. I mean, I feel so happy. I mean, no wonder you're happy. You're even more there. I'd like to think that you actually went to the court wearing a gown.
I know, right? So... Pwede pa sana, pero ano lang, sweet lang. Kumbaga parang ano,
sweetheart.
Simple lang, simple girl, ang tag.
It's a winning, crowning moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, but Veej, that's so good. I mean, thank you for sharing that. And a lot of, you know, our sisters, I mean, your sister, I mean, the LGBTQ will definitely learn a lot from that lesson. And I think this is so important to disseminate, to share. I mean, of course, again, we love the Philippines. We love our country, or wherever you may be living or residing right now. We're not advocating for you to, of course, leave your country just because you don't love it. It's just really more of knowing where you should be, I mean, as a person and be fully accepted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That is just so good. But Vij, you had a very successful business here. I've always been wondering, you have your Vij Floresca wedding gowns. You're supposed to create, actually you were supposed to create my wedding gown. That was the promise. But because you're there, I know.
So okay. Yeah, so going back to the topic. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I went to the United States, and then when I lived here, the business suffered.
Really?
Yeah, the business suffered so like massively, you know, like it's one of the struggles din talaga na parang sometimes you can't win.
Everything.
All you can, you can't have it all. You can't win all of them. You know, you gotta choose one, right? So I this is one of the things that I want people to understand is that my life or everybody's life, but my life personally is not always, you know,
unicorn.
I'm not always in the highs. You know, there are always lows of my life. And one of the lowest points of my life is, you know, when I, you know, of course, it's normal. I mean, you just said it, you know, like you wanted me to make your wedding dress. But when you found out that I'm based here, of course, you chose another designer and it's fine, you know. So that's basically what happened because I left at the very peak of my career.
Yes.
You know? So a lot of people were so shocked. It's like,
what?
Yeah, it's like, why did VJ leave? You know, kumbaga parang, I'm already there, right?
The runway, you were doing a lot of those things. Yeah.
My God, like, you know, like, not to mention that, you know, like, I have tons of money, you know, like, I'm not going to be able to afford my master's degree in the United States if I don't have the money or the savings to finance it, right? So, kumbaga parang, minsan naiisip ko na parang siguro kung hindi ako umalis, siguro parang sabi ko, like, sino na kaya ako? You know, like how many, like sometimes I wonder that. But honestly, I still don't have any regrets. You know, like what I said, when I said that you need to choose one, I chose that, I chose to be who I am today rather than my life as a designer in the Philippines. Kasi, alam mo, yung parang one of the things talaga na parang na-realize ko talaga is that money cannot make me happy. Or fame cannot make me happy. You know, I'm thankful. I'm really, really thankful. I couldn't thank enough, you know, my clients, the directors, the people who, you know, supported me in my career. Because, you know, without them, kasi nakatulong talaga sila ng, you know, like, they became an instrument, you know, or like, you know, like, kumbaga, sila rin talaga yung parang nag-finance sa akin to be where I am today. But, yun na nga, nung lumipat na talaga ako dito, talagang, you know, bumagsak yung business, talagang wala na masyadong mga kliyente. Meron pa rin pa isa-isa, pero kumbaga parang, like, it really decreased to the point na parang medyo, yun, parang kailangan ko ng magbawas ng employees, alam mo yun, kumbaga parang yung may mga times na parang hindi na ako nakakabayad ng rent, tas may mga times na talagang parang, since talagang, I'm not even trying to say this for sympathy, yung talagang wala talaga akong pera sa bangko, alam mo yun, kumbaga parang from millions to zero.
Peligro.
Like literally, I'm not even trying to exaggerate. Like I had millions to zero na dumating yung point na parang nagda-drive ako dito sa LA. Nasa LA na ako yung nagda-drive ako. Alam mo yung parang wala na akong gas. Alam mo yung lumabas na yung ano, yung parang fuel.
Yeah.
Oo, parang shit. Pauwi ako eh. Tapos, nasa middle ako ng road, lumabas na yung fuel. Tapos, yung credit card ko maxed out. Okay?
Oh,
and then yung debit card ko, zero. Tapos, wala, as in, I don't even have money. Like, wala talaga. Like, wala
akong back up. Forever. Yeah.
As in, zero. Ubos, simot. Na parang pauwi ako. Na parang sabi ko, oh my God, kapag hindi ako nakauwi at tinirikan yung sasakyan ko, paano ako uuwi? Paano ako malalagyan ng gas? Or paano malalagyan ng gas yung, you know what, I was just praying na parang sabi ko talaga na parang, Lord, pauwiin mo lang ako talaga. Kasi sabi ko, baka uwi ako. At least I'm safe. Kasi nasa bahay ako, yes. Di ba?
And then I can just think through, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mangungutang ako or something, you know, whatever, right? Pero hindi kasi ako pala utang talaga. Alam mo kumbaga lumaki, alam mo kumbaga parang like you know, I feeling ko naman uutang ako kung kailangan talaga. Pero talaga ako talaga yung tipo ng tao talaga na kung magbebenta na lang ako, benta ko na lang yung dapat ko ibenta para magkaroon ako ng pera rather than para uutang ako. Alam mo yun, that's really how my mentality. So parang siguro ako, pag umuwi ako, sabi ko, ano kayo pwede kong ibenta? Alam mo yun, para maging pera or something. And then you know what? Talagang that was a miracle na parang I think ang layo-layo ko pa talaga from my house na parang for some reason nakauwi talaga ako na hindi talaga ako tinirikan. And then after that parang sabi ko talaga na parang I need to do something na parang, you know. So ayun na, alam mo yun hanggang sa kung ano na yung mga ginawa ko, nagbenta na ako ng mga yung mga signature bags ko, binenta ko na, alam mo yon, yung mga like kung ano man yung meron ako, binenta ko na and everything. So yung mga ganong ways, kumbaga parang nag-struggle din talaga. And you know, na parang ngayon medyo nakaka-recover na kasi kahit pa paano, you know, like people know na parang I'm here. Kumbaga parang ang mga clients ko na based here, alam mo yon, yung mga clients ko na parang mga taga-California na, mga taga-LA, so parang wala na ako masyadong clients sa Philippines kasi nga marami rin naman talaga mga magagaling na designers talaga sa Philippines, 'di ba? So para ang mga naging kliyente ko na is yung mga taga dito na rin sa California. So 'yun, struggle
wow
din talaga.
But didn't you have any didn't you ever have that any thought na I'm gonna go home? I'm gonna go back to the Philippines because this is it. This is zero. I mean, what else can I do here? I mean, yeah, how can I live here?
I thought of that too. Kasi sabi ko talaga, when I go to the Philippines, I can always teach in Binild.
Yes, ano, exactly. There's a backup.
Diba? Kasi yeah, may master's degree pa ako and I love teaching, you know. And actually, you know, kinukuha talaga nila ako to teach. Parang, I remember nung nandirito na ako, parang I got an email from them saying, "Hi, BJ, do you still plan to go back to the Philippines? Because if you go back to the Philippines, you know, we would love you, you know, to teach." And I would love to do that, you know, like, yeah. So it's one of the things. Pero naisip ko rin talaga yan, Cassie, na parang sabi ko, uwi na ba ako? Or ano na bang gagawin ko dito? Pero alam mo yun, kumbaga parang, I think it's really the desire, you know, to stay here and to work even harder. Kasi alam mo, totoo yan, Cassie, talaga, not everybody knows na parang akala talaga nila na parang when you're in the United States, you're living the life. Alam mo yun? But no, it's completely wrong. Siguro, kasi pag nasa US ka,
of course, yeah,
I know. At saka mga Pilipino kasi talaga, you know, we're not saying na showy tayo, pero kasi nasa atin talaga kasi na parang wala ka na kinakain, pero ang damit mo, parang mukha ka pa rin presentable. Alam mo yun, kumbaga parang that's in our culture, na parang when we dress up, parang mukhang mayaman, pero totoo, wala akong pera. Alam mo yun, but I mean, I'm not saying na parang it's wrong, pero you know, like, that's why people always think na parang if you live in the United States, you're living the life. But the truth is, in the United States, you actually need to work even harder. Dito, wala kang driver. Dito, yeah, wala kang katulong. Wala kang yeah helper. Alam mo yon. So, kumbaga parang pag-isipan nyo pa rin talaga kasi hindi rin talaga, you know, madali ang buhay sa Amerika. But at the end of the day, you know, it's worth it. And I will still, you know, I will still choose to live here. Kumbaga mas marami pa rin pros than cons.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I lived there also in the States, what I realized is that it's not for the faint heart, right?
Yes.
Like, you mm-hmm think that it's the American dream. You think that everything has rainbows, unicorns, mm-hmm, sprinkles. But I had to work 4 jobs
yeah
just to give mm-hmm the lujo mm-hmm that you want.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous also if you're gonna wave the white flag or are yeah you going to fight for it. But so if you just still have your, I mean, I remember that I've been still reading about you and you have your mom who helped you with your business as well. And you still have them under VJ Floresca here some way, somehow. So how are you juggling the business? How are you juggling the business? The fact that you're doing it there, you're still doing it here. So what is the dynamics? I think it's more easier now compared to before, that digital
yes
is like, why mm-hmm is VJJ far? It's so hard. But now yeah it's like, even if you're there, go design my clothes. I mean,
yes,
what's the dynamics mm-hmm now?
So yeah, I was able to adapt, you know, with what is going on here. And, you know, like I can proudly say that I am not just a designer. I'm also a seamstress, you know, which means that I was able to learn what I've, you know, I was able to apply what I've learned from school and from the things, you know, that I've been doing, which means marunong na talaga akong manahe, marunong talaga akong mag-cut ng pattern, yeah. Marunong ako mag-beads. So basically, you know, like I am a one-woman business. So kumbaga parang it's really hard. My God, like sinasabi ko talaga sa mga friends kong designers na parang I miss the days na talagang tawag ka lang kay manang or bigay mo lang kay ate or bigay mo lang kay kuya. Drawing-drawing ka lang. Pin-pin ka lang na ito na po yung gagawin mo and then tulog ka na pagising mo, gawa na ang damit. Right? Kasi yun naman talaga ang job ng pagiging designer eh. Saan? Pero dito, hindi talaga. Kasi mahal ang labor. Alam mo yun? Kung baga pang magpagawa ka sa mga mananahi dito or sa mga manang dito, wala ka nang kikitain. So, talagang pinractice ko talaga. Alam mo yun, marunong na talaga ako manahe and everything. That's why nakakatanggap talaga ako ng mga kumbaga nakaka-racket ako talaga dito na parang kapag may nagpatahe, ay, kaya ko to gawin. So, ang dine-design ko is yung kaya ko na gawin. Alam mo yun, hindi na ako pwede mag-design ng something na parang alam ko na hindi ko kaya i-execute. So, yun yung ginawa ko. And at the same time, alam mo yung kumbaga parang, for example, meron akong parang gusto ko na fully beaded. So, ang gagawin ko is, ipapagawa ko na siya sa Philippines. So parang pag pinagawa ko na siya sa Philippines, like sobrang intricate or sobrang fully built na hindi ko na kaya. And then, ipapaship na lang nila dito. So kumbaga parang, yes, it takes longer. At saka kumbaga parang, syempre additional cost yung mga shipping, ganyan. So you know yun, you need to manage the business. Yeah, the business and the timeline very well para at least lahat. Plakado, di ba? Very, very professional.
I am so proud of you and I've been seeing also your post saying, I created that in 15 minutes.
Yeah, sabi ko, kaya ko talaga. Kumbaga parang talagang, sabi ko sa mga friends ko, it's fun. Alam mo yun, kumbaga parang it's very time-consuming, pero talagang, at saka magagawa, kahabi nga nila, di ba? Kung gusto mo, kakayanin mo.
I'm so, so proud of you. Well, Vijay, if there is anything that you wanted to share to those who are listening, whether they're in the LGBTQ or they are dreamers who wants to follow the footsteps of Vijay Floresca, what would be those 3 to 5 things that they should follow or they should do in order for them to reach that certain dream that they have?
Thank you. I think number one advice that I can give is number one, you need to have an ambition.
Yeah.
Kumbaga kasi if you have an ambition, you have a direction in life. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga parang I try to stay away from people who live each day na parang alam mo yun, yung parang easy go lucky. I mean it's good to be that, but I would want you to encourage to talk to yourself and to realize na parang you need to have an ambition and what's your ambition in life. And then second is you need to start saving. Alam mo yun, kumbaga parang kasi when you have an ambition, you also need to back it up with finance, right? With money. And if you don't have a job, then you wouldn't have money. And whether we like it or not, if you have money, you have power. Alam mo yon. And I mean, I'm not even saying that, you know, money makes the world go round or money can make you completely happy. Trust me, I've been there. I've done that. It's not the basis of happiness, but you need to have at least, you know, enough money to survive and to support your ambition and dreams in life. So mag-ipon, huwag masyado gastos ng gastos, live within your means, right? And then third is, you really need to, you need to work hard, okay? Because even though the most successful people in life, who are the richest people in life, if you ask them, they worked hard to be in the position where they are. You know, it may sound as a cliche, but successful people, if you were gonna talk to them, they can tell you the struggles that they've had, you know, how much hard work they did to create a to create an empire, hindi nila yun nakuha in a easily in a span of like one snap. Kumbaga pinagtrabahuhan talaga nila yon. So that's my third work of advice, is you really need to work hard. And then number four is you need to love and respect the people around you. Alam mo yon, kumbaga parang you just don't respect the people that you need, but you also need to respect the people around you. And you know, like kumbaga parang like the servers, you know, like the people, like don't choose people to respect. Alam mo yon, treat people equally, na parang hindi lang yung mga tao na parang kailangan mo, ang kailangan mong irespeto or mahalin. You need these people also na, nas, na mas mababa sa'yo or something like that. Don't feel na parang you're on top of them. Treat them equally. Treat them the way you want to be treated. You know, that's what life is all about. And then last is, I think the most important advice that I can give, that you know, that I can share, is that you only have one life, and choose, make your own rules. You know, kumbaga parang choose the life that you want to live. It doesn't mean that this life is applicable for her. It means that it's the life for you. You know, you need to make sure that it's the life that's meant for you. Kasi if you will always seek for others' approval, then you start to lose your own
identity.
Yeah, your own identity. And your, and most importantly, is your own happiness. Mm. Alam mo yun, kumbaga parang happiness kasi is very subjective, diba? So parang kung ang happiness niya ay pagiging mom, alam mo yon, with three kids, then that's her own happiness. And if my happiness is being able to live here in the United States as a woman, then that is my own happiness. If your happiness is being an actress with so many thousands and millions of followers, then that's her happiness. So you need to decide what will make you happy, focus on that, work hard, and live your life the way you want it to be. Kasi you only have one life, and you don't want to live your life with regrets.
That is just so, so beautiful. I just can't expound or add on to any of that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you. I wish I can hug you right now, really.
A virtual hug.
Right? Oh my gosh. I'm so happy talaga for you. There's no words, but I'm just really happy for you. Well,
thank
that's
you.
It.
I'm so happy to be here. You know, like, I hope kahit paano may natutunan yung mga taong nakikinig dito. You know, that's basically the essence while we're doing this, Cassie.
Yes.
You know, this is not a waste of time. You know, if merong isang tao na nakikinig na mababago natin yung perception niya in life, then mission accomplished.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I really love it that you really shared your knowledge and your experience, no holds barred, and even the vulnerability piece, right? And it's just so glad that you actually shared all those. Well, thank you for trusting that and trusting me, and for this little catching up, even if it's on,
I know.
It's recorded.
Yeah. Thank you.
So how can they find you? How can they work with you? Whether they're
to go to my Instagram at VJ Floresca. And so that's it. You know, if they have questions, they can just, you know, send me a DM. or also they can email me at vjfloresca@gmail.com, and I'll try to reply as soon as possible. But yeah, that's the perfect for them to reach me. Yes.
All right. So that ends our episode today. Thanks again, Veej. And thank you also for everyone who is tuning in. I'm really, really happy. I keep on saying that, but yes, I am. So I love speaking with you as always. And we should do this often, just like old times. Except that not on the bleachers or the sidewalks anymore. So maybe when my husband and I visit California, maybe I can just visit.
Yes.
Maybe we can hang out again, right? And just a little bit more catch up, or maybe have a rosé or merlot, whatever.
Exactly.
So thank you again, everyone. Remember, we can all enable our dreams if you allow it. If VJ was able to go through this rough times and rose above it, and was able to still pursue, you know, the happiness that she actually wanted to carve, well, you can do too. So have empowered decisions. Invest in yourself. That is what I learned from today. And to speak your truth and be gentle on each other. And of course, drive ambition, serve love. This is again your Ambitious Tribe podcast. Thanks again, everyone. Until next time. Thanks again, VJ, and love lots.
Bye.
You just finished listening to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast by Cassie Pajarillo. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave Cassie a review on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends on social media. It's also available on Spotify and Google Podcast. Don't forget to tag Cassie Pajarillo on Instagram or message her straight on LinkedIn. You may also head over to the Ambitious Tribe with a Plan Facebook group and be encouraged by soul-aligned and ambitious humans on the planet. Remember, you can definitely build a better business.